is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
You. Yeah. listening.
Just so you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune into WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to trip like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
I can see a future in you and me. Doves jump off the roof, then they hit the street. I don't need my friends, boy, you got everything I need. I might book studio time just to get it on. Let the birds talk about us, they think they're clever. I might just make my whole life without you. I put down the mic just to feel that way forever. You wanna know the color of my blood. You want my candy with the cherry on top. Single soul, what we got?
With a girl. Oh, oh, oh. You wanna know the color of my blood. You want my candy
jet plane, making the turn, exciting the brain that expects it to crash and then burn. It's not the life lesson I'd have guessed. If you're conscious, you must be depressed, or at least cynical. Not enough. Oh, Marianne, pass me the joint. The sandpaper's tangled, getters are surfing the point. And London's a scratch on the lens. It's over before it begins. The silk round her neck falls down to her shoulders. The older I get, the more I suspect they're a trick. But really, there's no trip at all. It doesn't result in a fall or a faltering. But some folk could spit out the bait, even if it's real. Rolling away, missing the spoke, close to the ground like a wheel, but it's not a joke. Holding the light, touching the phone, globally wasting the night, but it isn't right. It's not right. Smelling for blood, praying for rain, running away isn't rough, but it's not enough. We'll be right back.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.